Like, imagine if the Bible started off with Jesus Christ on the cross and he goes, "Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got here." Whoa! How? What did this? What's going? I gotta get into it. Oh! We're live, baby! We've never stopped stopping, okay? Hold on. 1 second. I'm just getting the levels ready. Listen, guys, it's only been 3 years and 158 episodes, so forgive me if I don't have all the systems ironed out completely. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, or for the first time, to Full Circus. My name is Tristan Sartoris. Yours may or may not be. It could be for the small price or for whatever it is to, you know, change that legally. I will warn you, though, it comes with a hefty toll of pressure. Okay, there's a lot to live up to as a Tristan, and part of that's my fault for being so awesome. Okay, rise to the occasion, other Tristans. We're bringing it. 2025, not this year. Don't worry, it's already, like, we have some more time to climb. I don't want to put too much pressure on us, but 2025 is the year that Tristans are really gonna get after it. But anyways, guys, I'm so happy to be here with you. It is the third anniversary of this silly little show that is Full Circus, and I'll go later into the sentimentality of it and the thankfulness, but I just want to say I appreciate you guys always being here, and I'm appreciative to be here with you today. You know, obviously this is a themed episode as seen by the conglomerate of mess and items that I purchased. It's listen, I've never claimed to be an interior decorator, and I won't, because obviously my style is, it's kind of just throw it at the wall and not necessarily see what sticks, but make it stick. And that's what we did here today. I bought way too much. I'm walking through the aisles just hand and full, and it's so messy. I can't even go through what it is. There's no real good rhyme or reason. But yeah, it was fun. It was a lot. I will say that there seems to be a missing opportunity for three-year-old decorations, okay? Because I was going through this thing, and the previous years that we've had this, I can find ones and twos with ease, okay? Lots of, hey, happy first birthday, happy second birthday. But year three, there's nothing there. There's whole aisles for ones and twos, but as I was looking for threes, I couldn't get anything, okay? Now, a lot of people in life, they worry about getting older. When they hit middle age or a senior citizen, they feel like, oh, the best parts of my life are behind me. I'm dreading the future and what it means and what is existence and what's beyond that. And they get scared, right? And they dread that it's just all over. But I tell you this much, man, at Party City, when you get 3 years old, you're already forgotten about. You no longer matter. I couldn't find a single three-year-old decoration. So if you can spot some of the stuff, it's actually happy 30th birthdays. And I cut the zeros out, okay? Because we innovate here and we make sure that we can, you know, maybe I am an interior decorator and give me a little bit more credit, why don't you? So yeah, I bought so many more decorations than I would have liked, but that's just par for the course of, you know, a thematic podcast episode. I like to do it. I like to spend money, but not necessarily. It's in retrospect. I get back here and go, oh, I didn't have room for all this. This isn't a party of 95. Speaking of 95, dude, they don't have three-year-old birthday, but once you hit 90, they have aisles for each birthday after that. 90, 91, 92, 93, and everything's on discount because they're like, we hope they make it to the party. So that's great, and we did get some senior citizen discounts because, you know, the decorations are just fun. Happy 100th, after all. So anyways, it was great. Lots of balloons, lots of latex and streamers and, you know, whatever. It's decorations, guys. Enjoy it! Happy birthday to Full Circus. Yeah, man, I walked in there without a plan, and I never do. I would like to hire a designer, an interior decorator, a party planner, next time. And, you know, maybe it could pay well because I spend way too much on this crap anyway. But anyways, yeah, I walked through the store just with all this stuff, and I gotta tell you, I'm a little bummed at the world for not asking anything, Nobody came up to me and say, hey, what's this for? What are all these balloons? What's going on? You got a party. You're so excited. How's the child? How old is it? And I walked in with a backstory because I expected it to happen. You know how you get so embarrassed and nervous whether you're wearing, you're having a bad hair day. Everyone's looking at me. Nobody. Nobody's looking at you. Nobody bats an eye or takes any interest. I had a backstory that I had a sweet three-year-old daughter named Matilda. We called her Maddie for short, and she had a twin brother named Darren, but we had to give him away because we're at Party City shopping in the discount aisle. Of course we can't afford them both, but nobody gave me a chance to use those lies. Okay, I don't know if it's necessarily a lie. Like, victimless lying, harmless lying isn't lying at all. I think it's just improv. It's just storytelling. And I didn't get a freaking chance to use it, man. So next time you see somebody out there who maybe looks like they're going through it and they're carrying a lot of balloons, maybe they're just trying to generate some intrigue and they just want you to invest in their story. So go out there, start asking questions. Say, hey, what say you? What's going on, man? Because they have a sweet three-year-old daughter who's alone and her dad's not bringing home the decorations on time. Okay? And he's really going through it with his Ace Ventura Hawaiian shirt in the middle of March. Listen, I just wish I got a chance to use it. But it's par for the course, man. Again, this is the course. And, you know, I hope to hit below. Yeah, I'm not great at golf or golf terms. Be below par. We're going to get below par one day. I don't know what that would look like in terms of decorating. I think maybe not overshoot the budget that is already at zero. But you know what? That's par for the course, I wanted to say again, but I stopped. But then I told you. So anyways, yeah, guys, I'm super happy. I will never learn to talk, and that's the kind of fun we can have here at Full Circus. I will say that I was going to wear a suit, actually. I was going to be very dressed up and dapper to the nines, some may even say the tens, for this episode. I thought it'd be a good, fun little juxtaposition to, you know, the chaos behind me that I'm all put together. And I realized that I didn't really want to wear a suit. I just wanted to say the word juxtaposition. And I found a little back door that I could say it through. See that? I lisp on the first part, and then I lisp on the second part to make it sound like it was on purpose. It was not. It was an accident. So that's why I feel like I'm allowed to make fun of people with lisps, because I do it too. No offense to the people with lisps, but in that same effect, no offense to me, because I have one. And mine is Yeah, dude! So oh, man, where's that rubber band that I used to snap when I would say, I need to start using it when I just freaking, there's so many words that come into my mind at the same time. Letters, M's, P's, L-M-N-O. Who? Where's the Z doing here? Okay, just throw it in there. Where did this go? I don't know. Play Scrabble with me, dude. I'm just like, yeah, dinga. So anyways, yeah. Got a lot of decorations. I went to Dollar Tree as well. They also didn't have any three-year-old stuff. And I love the Dollar Tree, and then I hate it at the same time. I actually just saw, this is news, I saw that over 1,000 stores of Dollar Trees are closing, and that's sad because I love it because it's cheap, and I don't like to spend money on anything worthwhile. I love the people that you run into. They don't ever ask you about your day, but you know what? There's a lot of fun stories through 3 years of this podcast that we've talked about, mostly Dollar Tree people. Most of the weird encounters I have are in that store. It's a whole other realm because people just don't know who they are or what they want, and you can converse with them. You can just walk in there and you can find them. Those people just are there. It's great, and I'm one of them. But I'm scared because the stores are closing. And part of the reason is that they keep upping the prices. They went to $1.25, and now they got $3 aisles and $5 aisles and $7 aisles. And, you know, stick to your brand, Dollar Tree. I'm disappointed in you. And look, it's not because the product is bad. I mean, the product is bad, let's be honest. In fact, I don't know if this is all Dollar Trees, but mine that I just walked in today has a giant sign right in the front that says, hey, warning, if you got our cinnamon, you are entitled to a refund. However, we also advise you just throw it away because we found trace amounts of lead in it. Recall! And that's just what you expect from the cinnamon there, okay? I don't go in there and think, well, there's probably not any lead. In all honesty, you buy anything from there and you think, this isn't good. There's no reason it can be a dollar. So, you know, it's not because the products are shocking, or there's a lot of recalls, and they go, oh my gosh, this is bad for you. No, we know it. We know full well what we're walking into. However, that's the price of a dollar. But now that you're raising that and you're paying $2, $3, $4, $5 for the same amount of probable recall products, no, Dollar Tree. I expect to have low money and low product. You can't switch that up on me. So that's what's wrong with Dollar Tree. That's what's going on there. In fact, dude, I recently just got a Gatorade. Actually, it was a freaking energy drink, and I didn't even know it was an energy drink. I'm not in the know, as the locals would say. I got a Gatorade. It was called Fast Twitch. I thought it was just one of those like G2s and different Gatorade brands or whatever. It's like Fast Twitch. Oh, cool. You know, I'm pretty Fast Twitch. You know, like, yeah, I grab a fly out of midair. That's what it would look like. There was no fly, obviously, because I caught them all because I'm Fast Twitch. Anyway, so I got this Gatorade and another freaking deceit by Dollar Tree. It was $3 and I had already rung it up and I had all these decorations that they already checked out. They're like, hey, you're 30 years old. This is great. And I was like, yeah, can I freaking get the $3 Gatorade? And then I drank it and not only was it more than I wanted, but it was also caffeinated. And I don't like to drink energy drinks, man. So if I'm a little jazzed up, it's not because of that. It's actually because I'm just happy to be here with you guys today. But yeah, I have freaking, I don't know. I don't know what this Gatorade's going to bring me, but they snuck a $3 surcharge on me. Unfortunate. So anyways, guys, happy birthday to Full Circus. 3 years old. 3 years. I don't know what a kid looks like at three, okay? I don't have any. I was just, I saw a photo of my family when my parents were younger. They had kids very young, and I think they had a family of four by my age. Meanwhile, dude, I just went to the dentist and got blinded, okay? I couldn't even handle the Novocaine. I went blind, and then I woke up, and I start playing. Not woke up, but my eyes, like, started working, and I just start playing with the tools. Okay? There's a clear difference in maturity and wisdom and advancements in life, and I'm not there, okay? So I don't know what a three-year-old looks like or if they're talking yet, but as seen on the show, at three, you still can't properly say words right. So hopefully by episode 9042, we might get our words and our letters and our consonants and maybe even our vowels together. But until then, guys, let's keep having fun. Yeah, 3 years, dude, three. I'm definitely proud. I'm proud of the amount of work and effort and the fact that we haven't missed a week, okay? 3 years. This is the only thing I've ever been consistent in, honestly, okay? There's some, like, I haven't even been awake for 3 years constantly, okay? Well, that's not true. But sometimes, you know, if you get really tired and you sleep for 24 hours straight, and you're like, dude, did I miss Tuesday? But, you know, I don't, like, 3 years. To do anything for 3 years takes a lot of consistency, and it's you know, I... Unfortunately, I'm the only person here, so there's no one else to, like, say I thank the team and the designers, the editors, and everyone behind me. It is just me here, so it's super hard to be humble and be like, hey, I'm proud of us. Nah, I'm proud of me, man. Thank you, Tristan, for showing up each and every week. Way to go. I'm freaking awesome, all right? And listen, it's not easy for me to say that out loud because obviously some of my words get mixed up. But you know what? I did it anyway. I am awesome. And I'm happy that, dude, 3 years, man. 3 years. I would love to be that consistent in anything. Brushing my teeth or showering or eating right. Oh, speaking of eating right, dude, I'm acting like that wasn't a good segue. I mean, it's a good segue, but it didn't feel natural. Let me try it again. Because it was planned. Yeah, man, I would like to eat better, dude. I would like to eat better. My brother's eating a lot better, and it's making me jealous. In fact, speaking of people eating right, big, there's no good way to do it. Listen, guys, it's a planned segue. Get over it, all right? I planned this show out. I thought about it because I care. So what? So anyways, speaking of eating right, I went to a family gathering, a get-together, recently, and it was funny because I'm trying to eat right and be disciplined, but sometimes I fall off the horse. Most times I don't have a horse. But my brother has been doing a lot better. And we were at this family get together and look, my family's not very health forward. Okay. And so much so that we were having cake and ice cream and they go, hey, Nick, what do you want? Do you want cake? And he goes, no cake for me. And they go, so just ice cream. And he goes, no ice cream. He goes, so get ice cream then. Gotcha. Both of them. We'll get, he's like, no, I don't want any. He's like, what do you mean you don't want any? He goes, I just don't want it. Like, what do you mean? Gitt doesn't want any? What are you talking about? He goes, he's trying to not just say anything. He's just politely declining, and they keep pushing. He goes, I'm full. And they go, full? You haven't had any cake and ice cream yet. And he goes, no, I just don't want it. And they go, wait a minute. You're not on a diet, are you? And they go, oh, he's watching his figure. And they start to kind of berate him over the fact that he's trying to eat right. That's about as far out of shape as you can get for somebody. When you try and do the right thing and people start laughing at you like you're the problem. Hey, you think you're better than us? Not going to have cake or ice cream? Cake and ice cream? Meanwhile, I'm on my second serve. Like, yeah, free. You know, so good on him. Stayed strong. It's definitely not easy in a family of Italians. And they're like, hey, what only 4 meatballs, get another one. I gotta have another meatball. And you're like, oh, that was so great. I could have another one. You're just saying, like, yeah, go have another one. Go get another plate. So, no one's ever said anything about not eating too much. They will just, you know, eat and eat and eat. And that's the beauty of family, man. So, again, props to my brother for staying strong. That's, I mean, near impossible. I didn't even try to hold my ground. They're like, hey, we got cake and ice cream. I'm like, first, can I have a couple of those, please? And then after I ate, I was like, what was I doing? I thought I was supposed to be training for this whole Spartan race thing. Gosh dang it. So that's another thing I've been working on is I'm supposed to be running more, okay? And I'm trying to be more consistent with that. And I'm doing this. It's a couple months away, and there's obstacles and stuff through this race. It's 14 miles. Yeah, upper body strength, I'm great, but my cardio just absolutely sucks, dude. So much so that I get out of breath watching somebody else running. I'm like, oh, that could be me. I'm visualizing it. I don't like it. I've tried to go running. I'll wake up and I'll get out there and I'm like, this sucks. It's cold. It's freezing. I'm itchy. I'm out of breath.
It's entirely too cold to be running right now. I wish I had an inspiring message. Not for you guys, but for me, because quite honestly, this sucks balls.
Okay. It's just like an induced panic attack. And you're like, well, I'm healthier now. No, you're not. You're just running. From who? You shouldn't, running is, it's, you either hunt or you're being hunted. Those are the only instances where you should be running. But I'm comfortable and I'm, you know, yeah, I shouldn't have to run. But yet we do this to push ourselves. And I would like to be more disciplined, man. But I'm not, okay? Like, discipline, it's not just in one area of your life. It's really, you have it or you don't, okay? And right now, I don't have as much discipline as I would like. But after I watched my brother go through with that, actually, that night, I was laying in bed. And I just had like a gallon of pudding and a whole bag of popcorn because I'm undisciplined. And, you know, I was trying to make the family proud. And it was around 1 a.m. And I'm like, man, I gotta start running. This race is coming up soon, and my cardio sucks. So I get out of bed, no stretch, no nothing, and I go for about a 10K, just on a whim. Haven't ran, and I just did it. Okay, and I was suffering. I was in pain. I couldn't breathe, and I had these knots and these cramps, and I just thought, you know, that what would David Goggins do? So I pushed through and throughout the middle of the night, I ran and unfortunately, dude, okay, because the athlete that I am, I ended up in the hospital. Okay. So if anybody saw my story and a lot of you, thank you for all the well wishes and prayers. They were like, you're in the hospital. I hope everything's okay. We love you. I drew. There was a shocking number of people who, even though I was doing a silly little, you know, story, were very concerned about me. And that was nice to see. But yeah, that was induced, I think, by my own lack of physical capability, okay? I tried to go for a run. It's like, you know what, body? I'm going to prove you wrong. We are destined to run. Ugh, never mind. But yeah, I had just done a workout. I was doing some single arm rows, and I was feeling like a little bit of a pinch in my side. And then throughout that whole 10K, there, that same like kind of cramping, I thought it was a cramp. It didn't go away. And I was like, well, so what? I can't breathe right now. The run will end eventually. And it didn't. And I couldn't sleep throughout the whole night. And that morning, I was like, just a lot of like tightness and pain. And so much so, it kept getting worse. And I could move less and less. And I could breathe less and less. And I was like, geez, this isn't feeling so great. And, you know, you look up symptoms or causes, and then everything's like, I think you're going to die. And you go, I'm not falling for this again. But then my dad, who's very not go to the doctor guy, you know, he avoids that at all costs. He's like, you know, based on where that is, you you might want to go get that checked out. And when my dad says that, when my dad's concerned, it usually means it's not good. So I gave it a whole, like, 24 hours to make sure that I was on the brink of death. And then I went to go get checked out. And I got there, immediately peed in a cup, sampled it. They're like, well, you know, you look hydrated. And I said, I know, I know. But yeah, it was pretty scary at times because I didn't know what it was. And anytime you like can't breathe that well, those are always, you know, interesting. But yeah, so I waited and waited, and then I went through all these scans and CAT scans, and various people were hooking me up to stuff and asking me questions. And I think that was my first time in a CAT scan. They bring you through and it goes, breathe in, hold your breath. And I was like, oh shoot. I thought he was going to say breathe out. So I was like, again, let me just reset. Hold your breath. And you're just doing that for like 15 minutes. And so I thought that was great. Just having Siri just tell me how to breathe. But yeah, I did all these scans and they came back a while later. And they're like, hey, good news. It's no ruptured appendix or low intestine or kidney stone. And that's what they were theorizing earlier. Because, like, based on where that is, we think it could be dangerous. We got to get you into some scans. So it was scary when they were theorizing that, too. I was like, oh, geez, maybe I shouldn't have waited 24 hours. This is bad. So we go through all this stuff and they come in. And they're like, hey, don't worry. It's none of that. And I go, okay, great. So what is it? Bad news. We don't know. And I was like, but I'm in so much pain and I can breathe. What? I was like, hey, well, listen, we're going to shoot you up with some pain reliever here. This is going to help you out. Inject in. You're going to be feeling ship shape. So they do that. They wait an hour or two and they come back to, hey, you feeling a little better? I say, a tad, probably like 2 points down. And they go, great, get out. I go, what? And they say, yeah, well, there's nothing more we can do for you. You should go to a specialist or somebody who can really, you know, do some more testing. It's like, but I kind of just got kicked out because it was comforting to know that it wasn't life-threatening or dangerous. But at the same time, I was like, I came here for answers, okay? I can't sleep. I can't eat. I don't feel good. I can't breathe. And they're like, well, all we can tell you is that you're not dying. Does that make you feel better? A little bit. Okay, then get out, man. Move the bed for someone else. We got to clean out these urine cups, stat. But yeah. So they didn't know what it was, and I still don't know what it was. It's not really there anymore. It's gotten a lot better. This was a few days ago. I don't know. I assume muscle strain just based on the workout and the run. But yeah, they felt around. They did everything. And also, the guy, when he asked to like check it, I've never heard a doctor. He said belly, and I didn't like it. Okay, like there's just a certain listen. I know it's bedside manner, and you know, there's some professionalism and gentleness that goes into it, but I need my doctor to say stomach. I don't need him to say the Latin word for whatever's going on. Oh man, your serratus interior is looking a bit scarred over here. And it's, you know, we're seeing some great, like, just don't say tummy. Don't say belly. I need to know. So can I rub your belly here? Is that going to be okay? Yeah. But do you know what you're doing? All your credibility goes out when you say belly. Okay. So they, what's going on? You got an ouchie? All right, let me check your tum-tum. All right, let's see what's going on. No! I'm like, oh, great. No wonder you didn't find anything out, man. I don't know the words to things, okay? So immediately, I feel like you're batting at my level, and that's not what I want, okay? I want you to be up here. I want me to be like, I'm stupid. What's going on? And you talk down to me. I'm fine with that. Talk down to me with all the information that I don't have. Not go, hey, I'm a doctor. Yeah, we're also unsure. We don't know what's going on, but that's a nice tummy you got there. And that didn't help me a lot. So, yeah, I still don't know. And another weird thing was, look, I love what I do for work, and I love when people are excited or interested in it because I think it's cool. And it's nice for someone to kind of, you know, fluff your feathers up and go, oh, you do voiceover for work. What's that about? Can you tell me some stuff? And I love to talk about it. However, it almost felt like the person, the doctor, was asking questions over my questions, where he's like, what do you do for work? I go, oh, I do voiceover. So you don't think it's the kidney stones? Like, yeah, oh, that's so interesting. But so how did you get into it? What's the process like? I'm like, I don't know. It's been a while. I went to an agency and it was pretty cool. But I'm not dying, like, right? So nothing's going. He's like, whatever. You done anything recently? Like, what could we do? I was like, hey, dude. What? Hey. Just feel my belly again and tell me something. I'm still concerned and in pain. So that was my experience with the doctor, man. And yeah, they just kind of sent me packing without any sort of information. And that's kind of where my week was. So outside the family get together and the doctor, it hasn't been too... that's not true. It's been pretty busy. It was busy because I had the doctor thing. And I had the family get-together thing, and then I had a lot of auditions where I had to memorize, like, pages and pages of script. Meanwhile, I had actual voiceover gigs that I had to do, and things were getting backlogged because I was in the hospital. And in the middle, I'm trying to plan a bachelor party, which is awkward and hard to do for someone else in someone else's town and make sure you're like, hey, man, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? And you feel like, ah, he's not supposed to know I'm planning the party for him, but also, hey, I don't know. The pressure's on. So I'm convening with everybody and I don't know how good of a job I'm doing and I'm feeling sick and I get out of the hospital and I got to catch up on everything and then I got to go dog sit and then I'm going to Canada at the end of the month and everything was kind of conglomerate out of the middle and then I'm like, well, I got to go buy all these decorations to the podcast. So that's where I was, man, on my week. It's been more of a mental, that's not true, there was a lot to do, but it's been more of a mental thing. And some people theorize that's why I can't sleep at night. Mostly me. Sometimes I think, hey, Tristan, is that the reason I can't sleep at night? Is because there's a lot of things going on, and then I think about those, and then on top of the things that I'm also thinking about, because I love to think. Some say I'm a thoughtful guy. Me, I came up with that while I was sleeping, or I should have been. So yeah, man, there's too many things to think about. The world has been existing for how many years, and will exist for how many more years? So many! So I can't help but trying to think all the thoughts. Like, I want to collect them all, like they're Pokemon. And I just want to, get all the thoughts, like they're ingredients, and just put them together and fold that mental dough of imagination and throw it in the oven and come out with a nice golden brown baked pie of insomnia. And yeah, so I think about a lot of things and, you know, they're not always great, but some of them are interesting. So much so that it's time for Skip the Details and the Plots. And these are some of my interesting thoughts. Oh, Midnight Edition, guys. So if you're new here, all right, but, you know, they welcome again for the 3-year anniversary. It's kind of like you're adopting a child at this point, I guess. If you're like, hey, we just found the show now. I love it. Hey, welcome. We're happy to have you aboard. However, you missed some very crucial fundamental moments and, you know, hopefully you didn't traumatize the show by not being here sooner. And I don't mean to make you feel bad, but you know what? We're 3 years old. We're not exactly mature at this age. But anyways, yeah, so interesting thoughts is basically where I just throw some stuff at you with my off-the-wall, world-altering point of thought, okay? So number one, I wrote it down here. This was one I was recently just talking about. As Easter's coming up, I was thinking about how you have the people who believe in God. And not Jesus. They didn't believe Jesus was the Son of God, and they crucified him. And I feel like there's a weird kind of, for the people who, after he rose, had to go, gosh, dang it, you know, I didn't realize those were the same guy. I thought, you know, I was the Son. You know, I feel like we don't pay attention that, you know, there probably was some people who were the other way around, you know? Because if you're like, oh, God is real and not Jesus, he has nothing to do with the Christianity, with the religion. That's not what I believe in. There had to have been people who were like, yeah, Jesus is freaking Lord, and I don't believe in that whole God thing that you're talking about. This Jesus guy, he's freaking awesome. And you had to feel like you're kind of duped at some point. You know, like, I'm following this guy to the end of the earth. And then there had to have been a point where they figure out that they're the same guy. And they go, what the freak? He goes, ah.
Now let's see who these two characters really are.
Let's see who you really are. And it's also God? That's got to feel like you were kind of duped. You know what I mean? Because you're like, I just don't want to believe in this one. I want to ignore God and all the things that are. And then you want to believe in this one guy. And I feel like there had to have been somebody. There had to have been rules, odds, statistics. And I think that's a funny thought, that just trying to believe in one thing and go, gosh dang it, I didn't want to be a part of all that, but you're freaking, what, another one? And that same guy, he's probably like, okay, so I don't know, you're him too, so Jesus and God, you know what, screw this, I'm only going to believe in the Holy Spirit from now on, I'm not doing anything. And then God and Jesus both come up to him arm in arm, and they go, you're not going to believe this, but all of us, same guy. And that's pretty great, man. It's pretty great. So hopefully whoever else is out there, man, and he's trying to figure out, it's okay. All three of them. The 3-in-1 package. Talk about a buy one, get one, dude. If you're trying to, like, I don't know how all religions work, but in Christianity, dude, you buy one, you get one, bogogo, okay? You buy the Lord, you get the Christ, you get the Holy Spirit. That's pretty freaking good, dude. Again, I don't mean to price check religions, but if you were, 3, that's not bad, dude. Not bad at all. So that was one of the reasons I couldn't fall asleep. The other one was, I was thinking about tatted up grandmothers, okay? Now, I feel like tattoos didn't become as mainstream and popular as they are, like, in the recent 20 to 30 or so. So I don't feel like we've actually seen any tatted up, freaking ink-filled elderly women yet, okay? Like, maybe one or two here and there, but not, like, sleeves, like, covered and caked in it. So I feel like the people recently in the modern era, we have yet to see them grow old, and I'm curious what that would look like on an old lady, and just freaking, you know, because I mean, guys too, but I don't know, my thought specifically was to older women. And, you know, as you get older and you're not moving so well and your skin gets a little bit saggier, I mean, that's a lot to work with. But also, I mean, you think about how much ink that is. We're probably not going to see that because you're going to die of the ink poisoning. I'm kidding. I don't know. Dude, I used to be so scared of that, that, like, ink would kill you, in any sort of ink. And this was another part of my midnight thought as I thought about the grandmas. And then I went to this point. There was actually a memory. So I used to be so scared, and all of us were, because I went to a private school, all boys. I was homeschooled. but it sounds nicer, doesn't it? So at private school, my teachers, my mom, never let me and my classmates, my brothers, write on ourselves, okay? We were never allowed to write on us, ever. Like, you put any pen on your body, it's like, hey, stop that. And it also wasn't, like, we weren't a big pester family, like, where you pester, you know, where the three-year-olds, as Full Circus should be doing, is just asking why more and go, why? And then so this, and then why? And because of that, and why? We didn't do that. It was like, hey, don't write on yourself. And you go, why? You go, because I said so. And you go, oh. Well, now, man, when you don't get answers out the gate, when you're freaking 6 years old, you start to theorize. So as we were younger, all four of us, we'd go, oh, man, if you got ink on your body, like in our group huddles, we're like, okay, so what's going on? You put on yourself? That probably means death. Okay, anything that mom and dad, when they get angry, when they say, hey, don't talk about it, bad, you die. So for years, I just assumed that anytime you had ink on your body at all, you were risking death. So it was so much so that one time we had a sleepover with these kids. And again, I didn't have any answers, so we created our own. And so it was just after the 4th of July, and they used this, like, you know, the spray coloring in their hair to be very patriotic or whatever. And so we're sleeping at night, and they got in there. I go, oh, so how long does that stuff last? Like, how long does it stay in your hair? And they go, oh, I don't know. I go, oh, interesting. And they go, why? Why is it interesting? I go, I don't know. It's just because you're not really supposed to have ink on your body. It's not good. And they go, what do you mean it's not good? It's like, well, I don't know if you've ever asked your parents, but you're going to die. And I told the kid this at 8 years old. I told this kid, both of them, they were actually brothers. I told them both that if you had ink, I was like, listen, here's what's trickled down for the grapevine. For me, you know, and my brothers, we deciphered that if you have ink on your body at all, you're going to die. So hopefully that comes out soon. and they start panicking. So now they run to the bathroom, middle of the night, and I'm like, hey, listen, I'm sorry, I hate to break the news to you, but it is what it is. Standing in the doorway, watching these two kids tremble, like, what? And then brother's coming out, like, what's going on? I was like, yeah, just told him about the ink. No good, no good. Hate to see you guys go. And, you know, it was sad. I felt very unfortunate, but then my parents came out, like, what's going on? What's all the commotion? They're in the hair scrubbing, trying to get, they're crying, dude. And they're like, what's going on? I was like, Tristan told us we have the ink and we're going to die and we're going to get poisoned and perish. And they're like, what the freaking? No, so I was going to just freaking, it's, you're fine. It's just color. What are you talking about, Tristan? I was like, I didn't have any answers. I told him what I thought you meant when you said don't ask about it. Was that not? And then, you know what? You learned that it wasn't as serious as I thought. But, yeah, it was pretty unfortunate, man. So that's what I think about when I see a lot of tattoos. I think about when I almost scared someone to death by telling them that they were going to die. And I feel bad about that. But I've had to get over it. So anyways, that's really why I can't sleep. They're not bad thoughts ever, man. I mean, not to say sometimes, like sometimes you do get bad thoughts or intrusive thoughts or like just negative. What's that? And I was watching somebody talk about meditation, and you're just kind of supposed to clear the mind when you're meditating, right? Like when thoughts, anything pops in your mind, you say, pop it like a bubble, pop it with a bubble. And I do that with anything negative as well. You know, when you just get some like weird thoughts, you go, oh man, what if my family member gets in a car accident with their gun? You go, oh, stop, you know, cast that negative thought energy, cast it away, throw that back, I don't want it. Or you're like, man, what if something happens to me? Or what if I drown? Or what if those kids did die because they had ink? And you go, no, you can't talk about that. I don't pop it like a bubble. Instead, mine is much more gruesome than that. Like, I'm scrolling through Twitter, and then you'll see something like, oh man, this guy committed this heinous act. Could you imagine if you or your family members did this? Like, well, could I imagine if I would do something? And I accidentally picture myself, you know, just doing these horrible things. And instead of popping the bubble, my version of clearing the thought and casting it away is I kick open the door and I see demon version of me, but he looks like me, and they just shred him down with AK-47, dude. Or I kill this version of myself every single time, and whoever he's with, I'm like, oh man, if me and my friends, we did this horrible thing, or they're evil or they're bad, okay, I bust open the door and I cut them open and I slash and I dash and I murder myself. Negative me dies every time. It's so horrible, dude. One time in my thought, like it's very quick, but I'm like, oh, I'm gonna get in there, I'm gonna give him a bunch of blueberries and whatever from Willy Wonka until he turns into a big freaking violet Beauregard balloon and pops, and I'll kill him. Okay, no negative version of me exists anywhere. So yeah, it's not necessarily the most peaceful version of, hey, meditate and clear your mind. I'm like, oh, what is that? Hasta la vista, baby. And I, yeah, so some people theorize that every thought you can have is a dimension, a multiverse, and, you know, an alternative reality where it would exist. And every time I think about that, I'm crossing the dimension and I'm shredding any possible existence of evil me out there. He dies every time. There will only be me. Like I said, okay, if you want to be a Tristan, there's a lot of pressure. You do not get to do anything bad like that, or I will. Mentally, in the spiritual realm, I will come in there and I will literally, recently it's been a samurai sword. They're like, hey, what are you doing in here? And they're like holding up a bank or something. Because I'm like, man, what if I robbed a bank? I kick open the mental door and I go, shing, and I kill them, all of them. Not the hostages, I save them. But the bad people, they go down, man. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the mental effects on that one are. But I feel good about it, okay? Any sort of negative demonic energy, that stuff goes down with murderous passion. But yeah. Oh, speaking of samurai swords, the reason that's been coming up is I've been watching a new show called Shogun. Shogun. It's on Hulu and FX, and it's basically about, I think it's feudal Japan. It's one of those, okay? It's the 1600s. And it's about like kind of the war and all these different emperors and people battling for power and whatever. But, I'm not going to spoil it any further, except for it opens up and listen, I'm not well cultured. Okay. So I don't want to rag on the fact that when the show opens, there's these warriors and samurais and they have a shaved head, but not all the way like a monk or anything. They have only the sides, and then the back is still in a ponytail, but it's bald up front. And I thought that was the dumbest thing ever, that they were going George Costanza on the front lines. I was like, man, I should never judge another culture at all, but this is not strength at all. And then the guy whipped out a sword and he cut some freaking people. And I go, I picked up the razor and I thought, maybe, dude, you know how fast I'm swayed? I'm like, that's a stupid haircut. Guy does something cool. I'm like, hey, man, this guy, that outfit, so stupid. He does a backflip and go, where can I buy one? Okay. I was ready to shave my head instantly. And now when I see that, I'm like, that's a sweet haircut. I mean, obviously, you want to have a little bit of bald on the front because maybe you can feel the wind off a sword. Like, I don't know what the reason. So I start theorizing. I want to be a part of it. So I'm really impressed. And if anybody wants to shave their head with me, I think, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to be a part of the culture, but I would love to. I thought it was a stupid haircut and how wrong I was. It's great. However, the haircut I can't get on board with, and I'm only so many episodes into the show yet, are the friars, okay? They have like these Christian priests and whatever, and they do kind of the freaking reverse headband where it's bald on top, but then just a ring of hair. And I don't know whether they're good or bad, so I can't support it yet. But if he does something cool, maybe he goes like water skiing and like freaking, you know, I don't know, something sweet, then I'll get on board with it. But for the moment, I'm like, dude, I mean, how hard of a nuggie do you got to get? How does that happen? dude, that's the silliest hair I've ever seen. I hope, I think people should bring it back. There's no redemption arc right now for the prior haircut, okay? I've yet to see anything. I've yet to see it come back. It made no, you know, there's no good way to justify it. Because you can't just bald just on this spot. Like, you know what? Keep the ring, okay? The true, it's not even bowl cut. It's freaking lid cut. I don't even know what you, it's just rim. You give me the rim cut. Yeah, it's a head. It's a quite literally a headband. But anyways, horrible, embarrassing. And they are they're friars. That those are those Christian haircuts. And it's, again, a hard one to swallow. You look at that and you go, man, if it wasn't a freaking BOGOGO, like if there wasn't 3-in-1, I'm going to have to switch up. But you know what? Lucky, the religion's still sweet. The haircut is not. Okay. So there should have been better instructions in the Bible where they go, listen, these things, we can't be dressing up like this. If we're going to be representing Christ and all, no, you got to, you know, shave it all. Know when to quit. So anyways, that's what I've been watching. I also just saw Dune 2, and Dune 2 was way better than the first one. Okay. Now, Dune 1 had some redeeming elements. For instance, like they had like this whole like priest guy, and he was kind of throat singing, and it reminded me of the Dumb and Dumber theme song. But outside of that, Dune 1 felt like it was just offloading so much exposition. Like, there was just so much context. They were like, I could have read the book at how long this movie was. Like, or give me a pamphlet or something, because there was just so much setup. These are the rules, and this is how the story operates, and the way the people works, and the culture, and the system. And it got better after you got further on, but it was so hard for me to get through Dune 1. I had to keep on picking it back up and watching it again. And it was difficult, dude. It's hard for me to get into anything that doesn't start off right out of the gate. Like, I need something to start off like at the end of the story. Because at the beginning, when you're still setting up all the rules, I'm like, I've yet to see it. Like, I don't even know if I want to see this movie yet. But you start off the movie at the right at the beginning, and it's like a car chase. You're like, oh, who are these characters? What's going on? I like to, like, I don't mind being confused if what I'm seeing is intense action. But when it starts off with a guy who's just like half asleep, and he's just like kind of going through the motions, like, yeah, so anyways, I'm going to be an emperor one day. And you're like, oh, yeah, I got to learn about the freaking political system and this made-up universe. Pass. I want you to start, like, at the end of the story, okay? And that's kind of why I feel like people struggle reading the Bible so much. It's the same reason. You start off with Genesis, and it's very slow, and it's hard, and you go through the stories of Abraham. It's boring. I feel like the new Bible, okay, if we want to reverse engineer intrigue, you start off with the end, and you bring it back. Or not even just the end, but just one of the highlights. Like, imagine if the Bible started off with Jesus Christ on the cross, and he goes, yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got here. Whoa! How? What is this? What's going? I gotta get into it. Okay, so if I start off with there's a car chase or a freaking mecha robot throwing nukes, I go, whoa, this is a long movie. It's gonna be an investment, but I know at some point it's gonna pay off. Okay, I can't sit through anything that's just too long and explain it. And I know a lot of people go, well, this is the younger generation. They're ADHD. They have no attention span. They can't listen. You can call it whatever you want, but maybe it's not a lack of attention span. It's a lack of ability of focus and more of an ability to recognize when something sucks. Maybe it's not that I lack the ability to focus, but I have the ability to understand when something's boring and I don't want to waste my time anymore, okay? It's not, I can't be watching 1920s silent movies because there's nothing else to do. If I'm watching a movie, I'm like, this movie sucks. I got other movies to watch, okay? So it's not an attention span thing. I can focus if I want to, but when there's certain crappy movies out there, is it worth focusing? That's what it's all about, okay? Don't try and blame other people like, well, they're just not focusing. The attention span is, hey, make it worth focusing. I can focus, but some people can't, but I can, and if I don't want to, I won't. Says the guy, it's the guy who can't focus, says that. I could focus whenever I want, like an addiction. No, I could stop getting distracted. I'll stop getting distracted whenever I want. What are you saying? So anyways, that's basically how everything's been going for me, man. And I think that's all we really have to talk about. Let me see if I missed anything here. I don't think so. Yeah. So, guys, let me just say again, I want to thank you so much for being a part of this journey and taking the time out of your day or week or whenever it is that you enjoy this silly little show to partake in the silliness. Okay. Thank you for partaking in the silliness because I'm so grateful for partaking in the silliness. Redundancy. We welcome you. I'm very... not even from the top or the middle, but from sincerely the bottom of my heart. I'm grateful for any amount of attention. Guys, I'm needy and I want to be loved. Thank you for paying attention. I'm thankful for any amount of, look, time is, you know, it's valuable. And you have other stuff to do. That's why I understand that any amount of focus, like there are better things to watch. That you could be like, this isn't intriguing me. I can want to move on. I want to go see something else. To spend time out of your day to watch or to listen to these episodes or even just the clips or to share them or to a little snippet or the stories, okay? Whatever I'm posting to interact or say something or talk about it. Like, I really do appreciate it always. It does mean the world to me because I know how valuable that time is. And for you to spend any of that and give that to me and not only to experience it yourself, but I feel like we're experiencing it together. Because like I've said, if you enjoy any part of this show, it's not a facade. It's not a character or a persona. It's just me. Okay. So if you're enjoying me at all, that means we have common interests because you like me. I like me as well. And by association, I'd probably like you because you like me, right? That's just kind of how it works. I like me some me. We have common ground. Okay. It's nice to find that. I'm just very grateful and happy to, it makes the show easy to do. I mean, I do it anyway because I can't sleep and I have so many things I just kind of spit into the world. It's like journaling. I'm like, I just gotta freaking get this out here. But 3 years is an amount of consistency that I don't think I would be able to conquer quite as easily without knowing that there are some people out there. It's not a huge show by any standards, but there are some people out there who genuinely look forward to it each and every week. And that's cool. And I'm very happy that I can be there for you and that you guys can be that for me because I like having someone to talk to. That's therapy for you. And I would do therapy if I wasn't so dang good at solving my own problems. Take that, therapy. I'm kidding, guys. Go to therapy. That sounds like an insult. Hey, go to therapy. No, guys, go get checked. I don't know what the message is here. Guys, thanks so much for watching 3 years of Full Circus. You all need therapy now. Get out of here. Surprise, it's an intervention. I pulled down these curtains and we just got freaking... everybody, psychologist ready to diagnose you. What's the matter with you? How did you get through this many episodes with this fool? I can't thank you enough. The show is never going to stop. We're going to keep on doing what we do. And, you know, maybe eventually will spend less on decorations. I don't foresee that happening yet because lessons are meant to be learned and I do not have the textbook quite yet. But you know what? Spark notes. I'm figuring it out. I'm not. I think it's only getting worse. But anyways, again, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. And I will see you in the next episode because from now until the end of time, okay, I'll be here every Friday being stupid with you. Guys, thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode. What the heck? Ew. Peace.